Coming to you from Orange County, California, this is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
So, who is familiar, by a show of hands, through our YouTube, books, all that stuff, with the concept of phase potentiation? All right, so phase potentiation is a fancy way for me to sound smarter than I am by saying, using one part of training to improve the potential of the next part of training. And this has to happen in a logical, you know, strategic sequence. And the way that we do that is hypertrophy training, so training to build bigger muscles. We take those bigger muscles into strength, a strength phase, and teach those bigger muscles how to produce more force. Then we take those bigger, more force-producing muscles into a peaking phase and hone the neural qualities of the one rep max and the technical execution of, you know, one rep max, straight bar, two depth squat in whatever your competition equipment is, pause, bench press, you know, deadlift from the floor, no straps, all that stuff, how you do it in the meet. So through those phases, there's some considerations to make about how you choose your exercises that are better suited for each part. So during hypertrophy, what we're trying to do is add volume, and we're trying to overload your volume, generally in the range of about 60 to 75% intensity for sets of 6 to 12 reps. And the more work you can do in that range, the more muscle you're going to be able to build. And the principle of overload, principle number 2, our second most important priority in the scientific principles of strength training, which, read the book, watch the video series. A lot of info there, a lot more than I can talk about today. But principle of overload dictates that training must be challenging enough, stimulating enough to drive adaptation. So heavy enough to cause strength increases, voluminous enough to cause muscle gain, and that it must get harder over time. So in this hypertrophy phase, we're going to do more volume, more volume, more volume. And you can achieve that several different ways. You could do, you know, the same sets and reps with more weight. You could do more reps per set for the same number of sets and the same weight. You could do more sets at the same weight and the same reps, or a little bit of a combination of two or three of those. I prefer not to just add reps per set, as that's gonna, you could run into a problem of fatigue management where you're training too close to failure too soon, or you could get into training, you know, sets of 15, 20 reps, which, while still very useful for muscle building, aren't, you know, are maybe too general for powerlifting, are maybe too fatiguing, and might run into an issue of training more for muscular endurance than just for muscle size. So we want to stay in that 6 to 12 rep sweet spot for the most part. And there are exercises, for the squat particularly, that are better suited to training more volume, particularly when you consider, and I feel myself saying particularly a lot of times here.
He's just self-conscious, yeah. About that.
All right used to be the one. There's a video where I say all right, because with a crowd like this, I'd say whatever thought I'm thinking is all right, and looking for, like, yes, that is all right, or no, what the fuck are you talking about? There's a video, I say it 46 times in 15 minutes. Because I treat the camera like I'm talking to a person. I try and do it like that. So I was checking with the camera every time. All right? All right, all
right. You thought the camera was Matthew McConaughey at the same time.
I'm convinced that Matthew McConaughey in that movie, he didn't even know that they were making a movie. That's just him, and he just kind of wandered onto the set. What y'all doing over here? What are all these cameras for? And all right, I digress.